the father, who had been on the run since yesterday, has been arrested. This is after he's accused of hanging his four children. Also, the police have confirmed that he's been arrested, and mm-hmm. he will face four counts of murder. So should I say hanged or hung? What is the correct word?
Well, I would say hanged. Okay. He hanged them, yeah.
Okay, so he hanged his three biological children mm-hmm. After he fetched them from school. And then the other one, which was not his biological child, and he hanged the other child in a bush, we get to hear. Mm-hmm. So we also learned that the mother... in fact, they were in a process, that is, the father and the mother were in a process of getting a divorce. In fact, the mother was in a process of divorcing the father when this whole incident happened. I just wonder, what actually triggers such behavior?
I'm also not I'm sure, you know, in terms of what would actually make you choose like a decision or make a decision of this nature for somebody else. Because if you're unhappy, it's one thing, right? But I mean, to also like decide for the children in terms of that, well, their lives should also end. You know, that's really what I actually don't understand. It's just really one of those shocking things once again. And I mean, you know, and it's happening at the time when we actually already are actually processing so many, you know, deaths and murders of women and children. And this is just another one as well.
Yeah. Also, the KwaZulu-Natal Social Development MEC, Unonhlanhla Khoza, visited the mother after the whole ordeal. And she has emphasized the fact that parents need to accept if things are not working out in their relationships and move on with their lives without compromising the lives of innocent children. Because, I mean, here are two people who are in a process of getting a divorce, and we are actually seeing that children got affected by this whole process.
Exactly. I mean, and in terms of marriage, in terms of now, the schools are usually are told, okay, you must trust the parent of the child to come and collect. Don't trust strangers. But now, if it's going to be the parent as well who is going to do something of this nature,
who do we trust?
Who do you trust then?
Yeah. You are tuned into the Ego Trip. We're going to get into news headlines. UJ Insight is also coming up.